8. The Sun Finders. The fourth Havona circuit is sometimes called the Circuit of the Suns. From the worlds of this circuit, the ascending pilgrims go to paradise to achieve an understanding contact with the eternal sun, while on the worlds of this circuit, the descending pilgrims achieve a new comprehension of the nature and mission of the creator suns of time and space. There are seven worlds in this circuit on which the reserve corps of the Paradise Michaels maintain special service schools of mutual ministry to both the ascending and descending pilgrims. And it is on these worlds of the Michael Sons that the pilgrims of time and the pilgrims of eternity arrive at their first truly mutual understanding of one another. In many respects, the experiences of this circuit are the most intriguing of the entire Havona sojourn. The Sun Finders are the superaphic ministers to the ascending mortals of the Fourth Circuit. In addition to the general work of preparing their candidates for a realization of the Trinity relationships of the Eternal Sun, these Sun Finders must so fully instruct their subjects that they will be wholly successful, first, in the adequate spiritual comprehension of the Sun, second, in the satisfactory personality recognition of the Sun, and third, in the proper differentiation of the Son from the personality of the Infinite Spirit. After the attainment of the Infinite Spirit, no more examinations are conducted. The tests of the inner circles are the performances of the pilgrim candidates when in the embrace of the enshroudment of the deities. Advancement is determined purely by the spirituality of the individual, and no one but the gods presumes to pass upon this possession. In the event of failure, no reasons are ever assigned, neither are the candidates themselves, nor their various tutors and guides ever chided or criticized. On paradise, disappointment is never regarded as defeat. Postponement is never looked upon as disgrace. The apparent failures of time are never confused with the significant delays of eternity. Not many pilgrims experience the delay of seeming failure in the deity adventure. Nearly all attain the Infinite Spirit, though occasionally a pilgrim from Superuniverse No. 1 does not succeed on the first attempt. The pilgrims who attain the Spirit seldom fail in finding the Sun. Of those who do fail on the first adventure, almost all hail from Superuniverses 3 and 5. The great majority of those who fail on the first adventure to attain the Father, after finding both the Spirit and the Sun, hail from Superuniverse No. 6, though a few from numbers 2 and 3 are likewise unsuccessful. And all this seems clearly to indicate that there is some good and sufficient reason for these apparent failures, in reality, simply inescapable delays. The defeated candidates for the deity adventure are placed under the jurisdiction of the chiefs of assignment, a group of primary supernovae, and are remanded to the work of the realms of space for a period of not less than one millennium. They never return to the superuniverse of their nativity, always to that supercreation most propitious for their retraining in preparation for the second deity adventure. Following this service, on their own motion, they return to the outer circle of Havona, are immediately escorted to the circle of their interrupted career, and at once resume their preparations for the deity adventure. Never do the secondary supernovae fail to pilot their subjects successfully on the second attempt. And the same superaphic ministers and other guides always attend to these candidates during this second adventure.